Hicks. I'm back, Eric.
Welcome back, Patrick. W2JKT. I'm having an antenna raising this weekend.
Hopefully you got some help.
Not too much help. I just need to, I'm just hanging up a dipole. I think I've identified the way I have to do it, and Courtney's finally, kind of relented a little bit on me having that wire go across the backyard 25 feet in the air, so I think I'll get my dipole back up this weekend.
And most of the time, once you settle in, you don't even notice that wire up there like yet.
You can get used to it, you don't even notice it anymore.
Dries out a little bit, I'm going to try to do some antenna work up here at my place, make some changes. My dipole to a better location. I put it up years ago before I really knew what I was doing, and so now I'm going to move things around a little bit.
I'm not driving 40 miles an hour in the middle lane on I-85.
On their phone and don't realize they're doing 40.
I don't know what the deal is, but yeah, 40 miles an hour in middle lane down here south of Greenville. Raising is fun, and I think I might, our house is 68 feet long, and the attic runs end to end, so I was thinking about also putting a 66-foot OCFD up in the attic for some QRP work. That way I can have a second radio running. I can't run too much power because it's just right over everybody's head and stuff like that, but I could probably do some good QRP work with an antenna like that.
That'd be good. What are you using to do QRP with?
Right now, down to 5 watts output, so just turn that power knob all the way down and you're good to go.
I seen a TS-590 on Marketplace last night for sale.
Say that again, my ATRS went off.
A TS-590 on Marketplace for sale last night. I don't remember, I just remember seeing it.
Another one, so I might have to go look for that.
If I can find it again, if I do, I'll send it to you.
Videos first, though. I don't know. I'm trying to tear down my collection, and I've decided I'm going to get rid of all of my 90s era Kenwood. They're beautiful, and I love the way they look, but I never really use them, so they're just taking up a lot of space. So I think I'm going to. I listed one of them on the Big Cam Radio Discord over the weekend, and I might start putting them on Marketplace or something this afternoon.
Ditto.
I've got 50 SDX that I'm looking at them first, and I've got a TS-870 and a TS-850 and a TS-790. So all 90s era Kenwoods, but all also great radios.
I hear nothing but good things about those radios. Going that TS-2000 that I got, that just, I don't know, I just like the sound of it better.
Those for a while, and that is a great radio, and it is nice to have a base station that does also all mode UHF and VHF. So that was a great radio. I wish Kenwood still made something like that.
Yes, you can listen to VHF, UHF at the same time as HF, so you can monitor your local repeater while you're doing HF.
Separate receivers.
It feels like a ton of breaks when you pick it up.
Put it into a package that small.
You did, and they did a really good job at it.
47 at home, but it's broken. I need to get it up to Vlad up your way and get him to see if he can fix it. But it's a radio that I originally bought back in the 90s when I was at Georgia Tech, and the club was looking for a DC to Daylight radio, so me and the treasurer went out to HRO and picked it up. And a couple of years ago, I heard from the club, and they offered to give it back to me because it was broken. And they figured since I was the original purchaser of it, I might like to have it back. And so I took it, and that was a few years ago. But I don't have any idea what could be wrong with it. And they said that they attempted to fix it themselves, which is never a good sign. So I need to get it up to Vlado your way and see if he can fix it.
Thought about him. I've met him a couple times going to these ham fests. He's usually around. So I've met him there. I heard good things about how he works on stuff, but wasn't he just mainly ICOM?
No, but he can fix anything.
I thought he just worked on ICOM stuff because That's what I'd always heard people say. Like I said, I haven't seen anything his way.
Motorola that he works for, but yeah, no, he works on everything. I've had him fix a couple of my Kenwoods. I actually gave him my other TS950 SDX because I dropped it off of my desk, and it didn't work after that, so I just gave it to him and said, if you can fix it, you can have it, because I had another one. But hey, I'm making a pit stop here, so I'll be back in a couple of seconds. WTJKT.
Eric, I'm at work anyway, so I'm going to jump out. You have a safe trip the rest of the way, and be careful out there. Good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX.
All right, catch you later, Patrick. Have a great day. WTJKT.